This is Toby Sumter with your Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Tuesday, October 27, 2020. Today you'll hear about Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation, Yellowstone County's idolatry, New York cops counting dinner guests, a Michigan classical school fighting Governor Whitmer, Wales is COVID crazy, Calvin College is daring God to strike it, and Brett Favre speaks some sense. Remember, if you come across a news story you think we might need to cover, please send it to news@crosspolitic.com. This is a great way to share articles and stories with us that may end up in our daily or weekly shows, news@crosspolitic.com. First up, on Monday, the majority of the Senate, led by Republicans, voted 52-48 to confirm the federal judge in a vote to fill the Supreme Court vacancy left by the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's Amy Coney Barrett. The move is the third justice successfully nominated and confirmed by President Trump. Next up, from a listener, Yellowstone County says drinking and voting are more sacred than worship. Yellowstone County in Idaho, their health officer, published a new COVID restriction or new COVID restrictions a week or so back, in effect beginning October 14th through November 9th, allowing restaurants and bars to remain open at 75% capacity with a 12:30 curfew, since COVID gets pretty active after 12:30. But all other gatherings are limited to 25 individuals, except churches, which may exceed 25 people, so long as they do not exceed 50% capacity. In other words, bars can have more people than churches. The order also makes exceptions for schools and extracurricular activities, as well as voting and childcare. This is a lawsuit waiting to happen. And somebody in Yellowstone County, Montana, needs to lawyer up and bring charges. It's wicked to make any restrictions at all for a virus that is less lethal than the flu in people under the age of 20 and roughly the same as the flu in folks under 70. But it's even more evil to treat voting and drinking as more sacred than worship. Next up, a classical school in Michigan is playing the man. Libertas Christian School, a pre-K through 12th grade Christian school serving 265 students in Hudsonville, Michigan, has filed a lawsuit with the U.S. District Court, Western District of Michigan, to stop threats of imprisonment and promises by Governor Whitmer's administration to shut down the school. Motions were also filed by the school seeking a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction against the state of Michigan. Through the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Ottawa County Health Department, the Whitmer administration has made repeated unreasonable demands on the school since September 4th, including that kindergartners must wear masks at all times while in school, including during chapel and outdoor recess, again, for a virus that is not as dangerous as the flu in children under 20. There has also been a pattern of threats of civil and criminal penalties delivered by officials. This violates the First Amendment rights of assembly and religion for the school's 265 students, as well as parents and staff. It is a shocking and audacious abuse of power, which started on the first day of school on September 4th and has continued despite the unanimous ruling by the Michigan Supreme Court declaring Governor Whitmer's related executive orders unlawful, said Ian Northen, special counsel for the Amistad Project of the Thomas More Society, which is representing Libertas Christian School. The county's animus toward religion in this case is clear and compelling, said Northen. There is no one more concerned about the students' health and safety at Libertas Christian School than their parents and the school staff. There has not been a single positive test for COVID or any cases of symptomatic students at the school, and the students are healthy and thriving. The state's actions, if allowed to prevail, will not only disrupt the children's education and faith practice, but will do great harm to the children and others, said Mr. Northen. The Whitmer administration lost before the highest court in Michigan, is now sidestepping the Michigan Constitution to violate the most basic rights of the students and parents, said Phil Klein, director of the Amistad Project of the Thomas More Society. We will strongly support the students and parents as they stand up to bullies who are willing to use the full apparatus of the state against the students and parents at Libertas Christian School. The Amistad Project is battling Governor Whitmer in five cases filed in various Michigan courts and will continue to challenge Governor Whitmer, who has removed herself from the lawmaking process and has instead declared herself to be the law, Klein said. My question for the governor is, when did she lose faith in democracy? Ouch. The lawsuits, Libertas Classical Association versus Whitmer et al., case number 120 CV 997, was filed over the weekend to protect students. The Thomas More Society is a not-for-profit public interest law firm in providing financial support for Libertas Christian Schools' legal actions so that students and parents are not burdened by the legal costs. At the same time, if you're a fan of Libertas Classical Christian Schools, standing up to Governor Whitmer, I would suggest you send them a note of encouragement, maybe include a check with it. You can find out all kinds of information about the school at libertaschristianschool.org. And if nothing else, please do your part in sharing this story so that light can be shed on this travesty of justice. Next up, Wales is COVID crazy. New regulations being introduced in Wales starting at 6 p.m., I believe, last Friday, say that parts of a store selling electrical goods, telephones, clothes, toys and games, and products for the garden are now closed to the public. These products must not be sold. Welsh government says it recognizes the enormous efforts businesses have made to become safe places, but that's not good enough. They must not sell toys and games or clothing. That's not good enough. You are not uncomfortable enough. The regulations state this requirement to close during the fire break period is not a reflection on those efforts at all. We know you've been trying, but you're not suffering enough. Okay, it doesn't say that. But it says we appreciate that some business environments make only a low or a moderate contribution to the risk of transmitting the virus. The regulations say the default position with regard to shops, any business selling goods or services for sale or hire in a shop, starting 6 p.m. Friday, October 23rd, is that they should all be closed unless they are a category of shop that provides goods or services that is explicitly allowed. What you have here going on is you have this basically the regulative principle of worship applied to businesses. The state is the god. The state is where you render your worship, and you are only allowed to open if you are explicitly allowed to open. Otherwise, you assume you are prohibited. The regulative principle of worship applied to the COVID crazy. A reminder that all the talks from this year's Fight Laugh Feast conference, Weapons for This War, are up in the club member portal, along with piles of other things. Did you know about God and Government with Gary DeMar and Eschatology with Gary DeMar and Pastors and Politics with Pastor Doug Wilson, Dan Fisher, a bunch of other pastors talking about engagement in the public square? You need to check it out. If you're a member, you should be just eating it up all the time. If you're not a club member, what are you waiting for? Go to fightlifefeast.com and become a club member today. Get access to all the talks from the recent conference, as well as hours and hours and hours of more content. Also, if you want to rock your Fight Laugh Feast bona fides, visit rowdychristian.com for shirts, hats, hoodies, beanies, post-mill coffee, and more. Also, did you hear we started a new magazine? 4 issues a year for $40. We don't put water in our scotch. Fight Laugh Feast. .com, flfnetwork.com. Click on products, find the Fight Laugh Feast magazine, subscribe yourself and some of your friends who need it. Brett Favre says America is tired of politics and sports and asks the president about it.
Hello, Mr. President. My question is, the NBA and the NFL are struggling with lower ratings as fans clearly do not want political messaging mixed with their sports. So how should the leagues support and promote an anti-racism position without becoming political and alienating fans? Thank you.
Well, Brett is a great guy, okay? I know him, you know him, and a champion, a winner. I think the NBA, and I mean, NBA ratings were down 70%, more than that, for their finale, for their big, you know, deal, and the NFL's way down. People don't want to see all of the politics. They've got enough politics with me and with everybody else, and they don't want to see it with football and sports on Sunday or whenever they happen to be watching. I think it's had a huge impact on sports, a huge negative impact on sports, and I think what the football ought to get back to football and basketball to basketball and let politics remain separate. And if people want to protest, they can, but they shouldn't be protesting on the sidelines during a football game, especially when they're making $10 million a year for something that they'd be doing anyway for free if they weren't in the league or the NFL or in the NBA. But the NBA in particular, I mean, their ratings have gone down. I've never seen anything like it. But the NFL too, people don't want to see it. And they want to have these players stand and salute or put their hand over their heart, or at least stand for the national anthem and salute. They want to respect the American flag. They want respect for our country. They want respect for the American flag.
Next up, Calvin University, formerly known as Calvin College, dares God to strike it. In the 102 years that the Student Senate has existed, we've never had an openly gay student body president. It's beyond time that the LGBTQ community, hey, where's the plus? I think this girl hates the plus people. It's about time this community is represented in the highest student leadership position at Calvin. I'm proud to be the first, wrote Claire Murashima, student body president, on October 16th. While Murashima notes that coming out as homosexual has been easier in recent years, quote, Calvin's heteronormative and relationship-focused culture, leave us feeling excluded. That's true, because your relationships are not real relationships. Furthermore, we don't see ourselves represented in Calvin's administrators or professors. Oh, not seeing anyone who loves like us makes us feel like we don't fully belong at Calvin. When the demographics of our university's administrators and professors doesn't match the diversity of our world, we are not reflecting the kingdom of God. Now, that's really interesting, Miss Murashima. Of course, the immediate question we have is whether there are any open pedophiles at Calvin or students or faculty practicing bestiality. Are there? I mean, if there's not, how can they be reflecting the fullness of the kingdom of God? And for that matter, what about racists? I mean, what about people who love like that? You know, people who love dark skin better than any other color of skin and think it's actually way better. I mean, white is the color of leprosy. Do I get a witness? If you don't have those people at Calvin, does it really reflect the kingdom of God? The real problem isn't the heteronormative culture at Calvin. The real problem is the heteronormative culture of Scripture and the gospel. Jesus is a man who has one bride, the Christian church. And no matter how included you try to make yourself feel at Calvin, you will still feel excluded from the kingdom of God because, well, God said something about that. But it's the pastors and elders in the Christian Reformed Church, that's the denomination that sponsors Calvin College University, that need to be ashamed of themselves. The pastors and elders do. In fact, I think Jeff Durbin has some prophetic words for them. This is Toby Sumter with Cross Politic News. Remember to send us stories and articles that you think we should cover to news@crosspolitic.com. You can find this and all our shows at crosspolitic.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight, Laugh, Feast. Support Rowdy Christian Media. Become a Fight, Laugh, Feast club member. You will get your very own Fight, Laugh, Feast t-shirt and other cool merch with your membership, as well as access to all the talks at our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference, as well as tons of other content in the club portal. Check it out. Become a member now. FightLaughFeast.com. Have a great day.